man who never wrote a single word became the foundation of Western philosophy. That is not a paradox. It is the point. Socrates, born around 469 BCE and executed in 399 BCE, left no books, no treatises, no scrolls. Everything we know about him comes through others: Plato, Xenophon, Aristophanes, Aristotle. And yet his ideas reshaped how human beings think about thinking itself. The question worth sitting with, Georgia, is this: how does a man with no written legacy become arguably the most consequential philosopher in history? The answer starts with a strange moment at the Oracle of Delphi. The oracle declared that no one was wiser than Socrates. He found this baffling. He believed he knew nothing of real value. So he did what any genuinely curious person would do. He went looking for someone wiser to prove the oracle wrong. He approached the politicians of Athens first. They spoke with great confidence about justice and governance. But when Socrates pressed them with careful questions, their certainty collapsed. They could not define the very concepts they claimed to master. Then he tried the poets. Same result. Then the craftsmen. The craftsmen actually had real skills, but they made a critical error. They assumed their technical expertise extended to wisdom about life itself. It did not. Think of a brilliant surgeon who assumes that skill with a scalpel makes them an authority on ethics. That is the trap Socrates kept exposing. After each encounter, he reached the same conclusion. His only advantage was knowing that he did not possess wisdom when he did not. That recognition, that gap between what you think you know and what you actually know, is what scholars call Socratic ignorance. Now, the method he used to expose that gap is what makes Socrates genuinely dangerous to comfortable thinking. The Socratic method begins simply. Ask someone to define a concept: justice, courage, piety. They offer a definition. Socrates accepts it provisionally, then draws out its implications with a follow-up question. The definition contradicts itself, or it excludes obvious cases, or it proves too broad. The person revises. Socrates questions again. This continues until the person realizes they cannot actually define the thing they were certain they understood. The key idea here is what this process reveals: not just ignorance, but double ignorance. The first layer is not knowing something. The second, far more dangerous layer, is not knowing that you do not know it. Socrates believed double ignorance was the true obstacle to wisdom. You cannot seek what you think you already have. That mission made him enemies, powerful ones. Remember, Athens was a city of reputation, wealth, and political status, and Socrates publicly dismantled the credibility of its most prominent figures. He described himself in Plato's Apology as a gadfly attached to Athens, stinging the city into wakefulness. A gadfly is a small, irritating insect that keeps a large, slow animal from falling into complacency. That was his self-assigned role. He argued that concern for the soul and for virtue should take priority over wealth, reputation, and bodily comfort. He insisted that wrongdoing was rooted not in malice, but in ignorance, that no one does wrong willingly. He even held that it is better to suffer injustice than to commit it. These were not comfortable ideas for people who had built their lives on status and power. The takeaway is clear. Socrates was not merely annoying. He was a structural threat to how Athenian society justified itself. Georgia, here is what all of this converges on. Socrates was eventually prosecuted on charges of impiety and corrupting the young. He was convicted by an Athenian jury and executed by drinking hemlock. But the trial did not silence him. It amplified everything he stood for. The man who claimed to know nothing taught the ancient world its most durable lesson, that wisdom does not begin with answers. It begins with the honest recognition of your own ignorance. That is not weakness. That is the only foundation on which genuine understanding can be built. The unexamined life, Socrates argued, is not worth living. And the examined life, Georgia, starts exactly where he started, with the courage to admit you might be wrong.